Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charles and Em with your 8am Zedlines. Lord Mayor Adrian Schreiner is calling for Victoria Park to be reconsidered as an Olympic venue option, as newly elected Premier David Christofoli wants it to end the debate in the next 4 months. Christofoli has previously stated that there will be no newly built stadiums, but the Lord Mayor claims that Vic Park remains the best and only option. Federal Greens member Max Chandler Mather said that any return to the Gabba would be opposed by the Greens and its community. An emergency care clinic built to lighten the load on GPs in emergency rooms in regional Queensland has been shut down, leaving patients with less support. The Bundaberg Urgent Care Clinic was in operation for a year before it was suddenly closed on October the 22nd, with the exception to open a week later, but a sign on the door now says until further notice. The Bundaberg UCC catered to hundreds of patients and assisted the already busy base hospital and is the only centre to close in the country.
In national news, an ABC investigation has uncovered systemic failures and an unspoken ban on abortion, denying Australian women access to safe, affordable reproductive health care. Abortion is legal in every state and territory, but access to this right is being impeded. Just this month, abortion was a key election issue in the recent Queensland state election campaign, and a South Australian bill to restrict late-term abortions was narrowly blocked. 12,000 early childhood educators are set to receive a 10% pay rise in December under a new government regime aimed at retaining and growing the workforce. This follows the finalisation of the first multi-employer bargaining application under the new Secure Jobs and Better Pay legislation. A big agreement is set to be signed today. The federal government has agreed to cover the bill for the increase of providers have committed to cap-free increases. In international news, the Taliban has enacted a new edict further suppressing women's voices in Afghanistan. The Minister for Virtue and Vice Prevention, Muhammad Khalid Hanafi, declared that women cannot recite the Quran out loud when in the presence of other women. They cannot pray audibly and they cannot sing or speak openly. Mr. Hanafi said a woman's voice is considered aura, meaning that which must be covered. This edict was implemented 2 months after the Taliban created new laws ordering women to cover their entire body, face and now voice when stepping out.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.